I returned to the bar also and set a few copper bits on its surface, hoping that one of the sisters would notice and bring me something to drink.
She likes wine, Drake said as he glanced my way.
Our great-granddad was a duelist, a great one, even after he retired from your guild. He'd meet challengers from all over,
Myrie said, going back around the bar and uncorking a jug of wine for me.
He always dueled up on Widdershin Hill, in these old ruins. One summer eve, a man came to challenge him, all the way from Drow Ball he was, in the south.
Aye, I've seen that vast city,
Drake interrupted, struggling to regain his mystique and worldliness.
I'm southern myself.
From how Grandmama tells it, his skin was darker than yours, black as night it was, and his cloak all crimson. My great-grandmama didn't like his look, said he stank of magics. But Rukau, my great-granddad, never turned down a challenge. So they met on the hill just before sunset. Rukau handed my grandmama his scabbard, you see. It was her job to hold it till he won, even though she was only maybe 6 or 7 years then.
They fought.
Myrie's sister picked up the thread, her voice falling into the cadence of a story repeated until it became as much habit as memory.
Back and forth, each matched well to the other. Apparently lightning cracked in the sky, but I'm not sure I believe it. The ground shook, though, and just when it seemed our great-granddad had the upper hand, the whole ruins caved right in, and a torrent of water washed the combatants down into caverns so deep no one dared venture after their remains.
So the sword was lost, eh?
Drake rubbed at the dark stubble on his chin, a keen light glinting in his heavy-lidded eyes.